Projecting the winners of the November school board election in Deming is no feat of prognostication, because candidates for three of the board's seats are running unopposed. Congratulations. Likewise, three seats on the Deming Soil and Water Conservation District's board are uncontested. It's not the candidates' fault, of course, and they all deserve thanks for finding their way to the Luna County Clerk's office and filing their candidacies. Uncontested races and low voter turnout go hand in hand in Deming, but it isn't just us. Uncontested elections have been a growing trend across the country. And check this out. The entire Deming City Council, excluding the mayor, are serving uncontested terms. Last year, Councilors David Sanchez and Victor Cruz were both re-elected unopposed. In 2016, the other half of the council, Joe Butter Milo and Roxana Rincon, also faced no opponents. Even more interesting, in terms of representative democracy, is the recent history of District 2, where I reside, which has, since 2015, been represented by appointed councilors. That's because in 2015, Councilor Linda Ennis Franklin resigned to move out of state, and due to the timing, her vacancy was filled by mayoral appointment. Mayor Benihasso solicited letters of interest and reportedly received four. Admittedly, I didn't submit one. Hasso appointed Roxana Rincon, an executive at First New Mexico Bank, who completed Franklin's term and then ran in 2016. She was unopposed and won her own term. But rather than complete that term next year, Rincon has resigned, citing the competing pressures of work and family. None of this is her fault. When the mayor asked for candidates to appoint, Roxana Rincon was one of four to step up, and then she stood for an election. But there were no challengers, no opportunity for a constructive debate about Deming's challenges and prospects, no obligation to respond to constituent concerns, no political competition, and seemingly little reason to vote. Now that seat has been transferred from one appointee to another. In August, Hasso appointed Irma Rodriguez, a Deming native and owner of Dust Devils Gymnastics downtown, and she seems like a good choice. And she would be eligible to run for her own term in 2020. But will anyone else run? Could we see a continuing cycle of appointees handing the office to new appointees? This is not how representative democracy is supposed to function. In a community where I routinely hear complaints about incumbents and good old boy networks, there seems to be a persistent shortage of citizens interested in running or even voting. Deming is known for its volunteerism, charity, and humanitarian assistance. Yet until we shake off our allergy to running and voting in local elections, our institutions will continue to slog. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.